Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Quelich. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski takes first base on ball four. Rogel moves to second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Grabowski moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Geringer takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geringer. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Montague applying the tag. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 0 for 1 in the game. Quelich hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stone scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Alexander goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Whitehill moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitehill moves to third. Johnson moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitehill scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Stone moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Quelich hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stone moves to third. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Montague fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Quelich hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Owen bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grabowski hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Montague strikes out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Quelch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hub Walker now playing center field. Roy Johnson now playing right field. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Com moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Com steals third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Montague hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.